We'll see you later.
We're going to need to fix that.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
We don't really know how to stop. We've got something started and we see it's going in a wrong direction. And I think the difficulty is, to borrow an old Chinese saying, that when the wrong man uses the right means work in the wrong way. In other words, there's something wrong with the way we think. And while that is there, everything we do will be a mess. Now, what is it that's wrong? Now, as far as I can see, the basic mistake is that we've invented this wonderful system of language and calculation, and that it is at once too simple to deal with the complexity of the world, and also we are liable to confuse that system of symbols with the world itself, just as we confuse, say, money with wealth. A lot of people are in business to make money instead of wealth. When they make the money, they don't know what to do with it. Feel cut off from everything, alienated, frightened of life and death. So what has to happen is we have to come back to a view of our own life, which is the way we really are, an organism functioning in terms of the whole environment, with the whole environment, instead of this funny little separate personality. But how are we going to do that? You can't transform yourself. You can't make yourself sane. You can't make yourself loving. You can't make yourself unselfish. And yet it's absolutely necessary that we be that way. If we are going to hand over the direction of nature to nature, it's absolutely necessary. I'm not going to say what we should do, but simply that before we think of doing anything in this critical situation, we realize the completely illusory nature of the beings that we think we are, and get back again to the beings that we really are, which includes all this outside world, no longer left outside.
Hello and welcome back to Cream of Wheat.
Oh yeah.
Season 2, episode 1, kicking it
feels
off.
Feels good, baby.
I hope you all saw our promotional posters. All, how many of us do we have listening?
Oh.
Let's check.
Ooh. The magic of modern technology.
Modern tech says we have 7 listeners.
7 listeners.
A whole 7. Oh, wow.
Our whole group of insomniacs up here on a Monday morning.
There you go. / Sunday night. I don't know.
I can't really tell what time it is.
But anyway, I'm Aiden.
And I'm Ben.
And you're listening to
WMFO Med
Ford
Tufts
Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. Yeah. So here we're back for a third season.
We didn't. Oh, it's season three.
Scraping by the skin of our teeth.
They do not want us to have a show.
It must be. We didn't have access to the studio. We had to call Tufts University Police Department in order to get access.
She was very nice on the phone.
But apparently we're getting access soon. Who knows?
She didn't say that.
She did not say that.
That is something we said.
It was heavily implied by me.
Just now. So you guys all just heard Japanese ceremonial tea interlude.
Yes. Interlude to what is the question? Who knows? Maybe the rest of the show.
It's probably the rest of the show.
It's just how it works.
So, Aiden?
Yep.
It's been a while since our listeners heard our amazing voices.
Oh, it has been a while, Ben.
And do you know what they've been missing the most?
What have they been missing, Ben?
They've been missing updates about You're in My Life.
Updates about You're in My Life? Ben, that's insane. How? That's great. I'm so excited.
So I thought you should keep them listening at least for another week.
Keep them listening at least for another week. Give them some updates.
Give them some non-updates.
Non-updates.
Will you please tell us three things?
Yeah.
Let's do two truths and a lie, maybe.
Except it's just three lies.
We're just going to lie to you.
It's just not too true. There's no truth at all.
It's entirely fabricated.
I mean, truth is subjective in and of itself, but, you know, we don't need to get into that. That's a conversation for another time.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
Yes.
But all instead, right. Will you tell them three things you did not do since I last heard your voice?
Three things I didn't do since I last heard my voice.
No, they heard.
They heard my voice. All right. One. Well, this is in lie format, so I'm going to tell them as if they were truths, but they're obviously lies.
Okay.
One, I became a voodoo witch doctor and had a small following, and I murdered several goats in the name of my belief system.
Did you have a name for your belief system?
No, I didn't, because it's entirely fabricated.
Go on.
Two, I created and patented a multi-million-dollar invention called vacuum-sealed pants. also didn't happen. And three,
welcome to our ASMR radio show.
We keep doing that way too often, like cream of wheat.
We don't really know how close to put our mouth to the microphone. So if it is ASMR, it's entirely unintentional.
That was very intentional.
That was horrible.
That was awful. Never doing that again. But anyway, then you're crying. Third thing that didn't happen this summer, but I'm gonna don't look at me. But I'm gonna format it as if it did. I learned how to dance.
Okay.
I'm just gonna put that out there.
So if you want to not dance with Aiden,
if you want to not dance,
that's something he is capable of not doing with you.
Yes.
To summarize that, all the way.
Yep. All right, Ben, tell me zero truths and three lies about your summer.
What did I do this summer?
Yeah.
Well, I started my polar expedition to the Antarctic.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing that didn't happen.
It was great. We found a lot of science there.
That's a total not discovery.
Yeah, we published zero papers on it.
Whoa, I wonder why, because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen one bit. I overturned a really big rock and found a nice snail named Jimmy.
Oh, also didn't happen.
It didn't happen, but it could have.
Yeah, probable.
I would say definitely plausible.
Plausible.
I started my own country.
Oh.
And boy band.
Oh.
Both of which came crumbling down when when both were actually seized in a coup.
Oh, that's awkward. A military coup?
No.
Neighbor. Neighbor not related to the military coup.
He is in the military.
But not high up in the military.
Not high enough to perform
any form of coup.
No.
He's
no... He had a couple friends, though. I mean, if they wanted, they could probably... But no. Definitely not.
Yeah. He's no Gamal Abdul Nasser or anything like that.
Definitely not.
No Anwar Sadat. Talking Egyptian military figures here. Come on. Free officers coup, 1952.
Call in if you have ever met or heard of these people.
Some people hopefully have. They're pretty important to history and the Arab Spring. Or rather, not the Arab Spring in its modern sense, but foundational layers. But anyway, that's what we didn't do this summer.
If you want to call in, reach out into the void and tell us three things you didn't do
this summer. It'll be great.
Tell us three
things.
We'll
be so excited.
Anything. If you did it, we'll be mad. Mm-hmm. Don't tell us
and
that.
And hopefully Aiden can remember how to put you on air on the board. It's
no,
been
we
a while.
Don't know how.
No, I do. I used to know how.
I never learned.
Oh, Ben just didn't know.
Is that part of the three things that I didn't do?
Or is it just an embarrassing truth? Find out next time on Cream of Wheat. Just kidding. We're still here. Ha ha.
Can't get rid of us that quickly.
How are we feeling?
We're feeling good.
Is it tune time, or do we want to keep? Do we feel like banter is the name of the game?
I have some conversation topics. Okay. I have stuff planned out.
All right. Cool.
Okay. So I'm going to just say one, and we can talk about them.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier to me today.
Yeah.
Tell me if this is true or not.
Yep.
The word penguins.
Yes.
Is there something you have to say about penguins?
Yeah, I was feeling kind of interested in penguins, so I just looked up penguin facts.
Yes.
on the internet. Of course. And I found two documents. One, both with very large bias. First off, this one, which is kind of strange. It gives penguins, I think, a bit too much credit.
Okay. Penguins don't deserve a whole lot of credit.
www.slideshare.net says about penguins. On their fun facts about penguins on Google Images, they say penguins can walk faster than humans. They can communicate with each other through body language.
Is this Lexus penguins?
No. They pick up stones and store them in their crop. This helps them to float when they are in water. Penguins can hold their breath for about 20 minutes. They swallow their food as a whole. And then penguins enjoy sliding on their bellies down icebergs. Simply not a fact. There's no way that you can tell me that. But I'm glad that we have this romantic view of penguins. Now, wait, this additional one.
I think I'm on a different website about emperor penguins. And this one's even stupider
than
that one. I know.
If you look up penguin facts and go to images, you should get this. Now we're going to another penguin fact.
Can you read even this one? Look at this penguin fact I found.
Yeah, the penguin fact.
It is a fact written in white font.
Oh, I can't.
Over
that's
a black
so
and
difficult.
White mass of penguins.
To escape wind and conserve warmth, the emperor penguins huddle together. Okay. Now, this is the other side of the penguin spectrum. These penguin facts are a bit different. They say, so it has a penguin labeled with different body parts. And it says, penguin facts. First off, penguins don't pay taxes. Two, they vomit on their children. Three, can't drive. Four, refuse to speak English. Five, and now this is kind of like, okay, goes, can't work, or in all capitals, won't work, ? Okay, all right. And then it has different labels. So like near the head, it says tiny eyes where a soul used to be, beak for picking at dead children, wings for no effing reason, things like that. Then tummy is a sled. So just some interesting.
Tummy
interesting,
is a sled is for
tummy
sure
is
a positive
sled.
Thing.
Tummy is a sled. So that's all I have to say on penguins. Really interesting how polarizing things can be.
In today's modern political penguin climate.
If you learn anything from Cream of Wheat, which I don't know if the goal is that you're supposed to.
You've learned a lot.
Remember that penguins don't pay tax. That's important.
They certainly can't drive.
And certainly can't drive. All right.
Shall we play them a song?
I think it's time.
A ditty?
A ditty indeed. I think it's time for a bit of a ditty. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm braced.
Oh, I'm ready. All right.
Buckled up.
This is a bit experimental. Kind of into this lately. I'm interested to see how this one goes over. All right. Prepare yourself.
I'm ready.
Ever woke up from a daydream, realized that the world's gone crazy. You people are all the same, going blah blah blah, going bang bang bang. Oh, I'm a laid back girl, floating in the sun, looking down at the world. Oh, just sipping, it's kind of my thing. You do you.
ever seen a prong? Cause of World War. Have you ever kissed a prong? Got a cold sore. Have you ever seen a prong kick off? Have you ever seen a prong in a pair of handcuffs? Oh, you people make the same mistakes over and over. It's really kind of dumb. Slowly. To me, chilling at the bottom of the sea, and I say, just being a prom. Oh, just being a prom. Oh, just being a prom. Oh, just being a
So, Aiden.
Yes, Ben. Well, first off, that was the Prawn Song by Superorganism. I've been like weirdly into that lately. It
I really like
it. Very cool. I enjoyed that. Yeah, I was just shown that recently, and then I don't know.
One thing that struck me. One thing that I've been really into recently is the concept of a soundscape.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that song captured the exact thing that a soundscape is going for.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Ben.
So, that's my review.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
So, something that I've also been really into, other than soundscapes...
Oh, speak to me.
...is the song Boys by Charlie XCX.
Oh, how could you not be into
this
that song?
Song, every single time, gets me excited.
Effectively the anthem of a generation.
Basically the song of our people.
And in a way.
I don't really know what it's about.
No
I've tried.
Knows.
I've tried
think it's
lyrics.
Pretty evident.
I know what it's about. I don't know why it's about.
That's a better question.
That's a much better question.
Why it's about.
Or how's it about.
Or how's it about.
Yeah.
And no one will really know.
No one will ever know.
Charlie XCX is a visionary.
A visionary.
Far
and
beyond her time.
Honestly, she's from the future. And she has taken part in actually two songs.
Oh.
One of which is called Boys by Charlie XCX.
Classico.
And then the other song is Girls.
Oh.
It's by Rita Ora, but she has played an integral part as her name is featured after Cardi B, someone else I can't pronounce.
Oh.
And then Charlie XCX.
Okay.
So I think the only way to listen to these two songs is one played exactly after the other.
That is truly the only way one could listen to Boys and Girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So even before we start, maybe we should discuss this after, but I have some gripes with the music video.
You have gripes with the music
Lots
video.
Of gripes with the music video.
Uh-huh.
It has been, by everyone I've talked to, overwhelmingly perceived as an amazing music video.
Yeah,
because
that's
it just
fair.
Features like men doing things. I don't know. I don't really
Famous men being objectified in interesting ways, cutting things with chainsaws and smashing cookies with hammers.
Okay, so you're familiar.
I'm largely familiar.
Well versed in the text. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've done mine.
I argue that the real music video, instead of that one, should have been Charlie XCX.
Yep.
I guess last name XCX. Standing in front of just a white screen, whipping, only when it does a little noise.
Like the ding.
Yeah. And then every other time standing somber, straight-faced, staring directly at the camera and into our souls.
Likely what should have happened, but history often cannot undo itself. Let's let the people speak for themselves.
So listen and keep my idea in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we
boys.
Go.
Boys.
I was busy thinking about boys. 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 I was busy dreaming about boys.
till I'll be. But I was busy thinking about boys.
Just wanna kiss.
All right. That was a Charlie XCX double feature.
We got a marathon of her.
A bit of a lot, but also not enough.
Really? Just not too much enough.
Yeah.
As my grandma always said.
Yeah. I need a little more Charlie in my life, you know. Everyone does. Boys, classic. Girls, still good, but just can't live up to boys. Not meant to be a gender political statement.
No, for sure not. Definitely just the ugly cousin.
Okay, all right. That's not much better. It's fine, I guess.
I said it.
I said it. What are you doing about it?
It's on the air.
I said it. It's out there.
Try to grab it. Try to bring it back.
Can't.
Try to get it.
Oh. Speaking. Okay, Ben, thank you for reminding me of this point.
What's the point, Aiden?
Get it is one of the most ambiguous things.
Can
most terrifying but ambiguous. So if I turned to you, Ben, yes, looked you in the eyes, twiddled my fingers a little bit, and went, I'm going to get you. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
I know that I should be terrified, but I have no idea what's going to happen.
I'm scared, but I don't know what the implications
and
are.
And perhaps that's the game. The fact that you have no idea what's going to happen is far more terrifying than anything else.
I would say that's true, but something that comes at least very close to as terrifying,
yeah,
is all the extraneous movements you're doing with your spindly fingers.
Anytime spindly fingers are in play, you know you should be afraid.
For those of you who can't see, all of you can't see. Aiden is taking his fingers and putting them through rigor mortis. And then having little puppeteers
they're
in his arms.
They're dying and being born again as they're conducted by marionettes.
Of nightmares. And they're just twiddling away, being pulled by little by strings into the nether.
I'm gonna get you.
He is haunted.
Yeah.
His hands are haunting.
So the next time someone turns to you, twiddles their fingers, and goes, I'm gonna get you, ask what that really means.
Find out for us. Report back.
Report back next week. That's your homework.
That's your homework. Take notes and do the quiz online and report back.
Quizlet could be helpful.
I think so. It's a lot of vocab.
A lot of vocab.
And speaking of school.
Speaking of school. Stay in school, kids. School is cool.
You're relating to the youth.
As I try to, Ben.
We have a PSA for you.
It's PSA time.
It is time to learn.
Oh my gosh, it's almost like it's on the half hour.
The community wants to tell you about a thing.
Oh?
And that thing comes from...
Oh?
Try to guess.
Wrong
answer. The wet... Nope, still wrong. You haven't said words yet. That needs to stop. Right, before we do the PSA, what part of your mouth was that?
That was my tongue clicking against my front lip. Simply no.
Okay, I'm going to read before you can do that again.
Yeah, sorry.
The West Somerville Neighborhood Association.
Oh.
In quotes, welcome back students.
Mm.
End quotes, public service announcement. And the image that they chose, and you can later decide whether or not this was applicable.
Paint me a picture.
The old lady with the cats from The Simpsons.
Oh.
She has, in this picture, two cats, but it's possible she has more.
Ambiguous.
That's what, the image takes half the page. Here's the other.
We thrive
half.
In ambiguity here.
Oh, we're living in it with our twiddly fingers.
With our twiddly nether fingers.
As the new school year begins... I'm going to read the punctuation.
Oh.
The West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. So there was one period in that entire thing.
That was, okay.
Here's the second paragraph.
Oh, go ahead.
We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location and date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems.
Oh.
Period. This public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communication and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community, period.
Aww.
Visit us on the web at westsomerville.org.
West Somerville.
That's West Somerville. .org. I screamed in the last...
West Somerville. Visit us at westsomerville.org.
Not north.
Not east.
West.
West.
Where? West Somerville.
That's the one with the big old W.
Big old dog. Well,
West Somerville.org.
.org.
Find us online, in the net.
And, .org.
That has been a PSA for the
West Somerville.org.
West Somerville Neighborhood Association. West Somerville. .org.
All right. Well, that felt demeaning. Also, just for the land service, to all y'all out there, I hope you're still listening at this point. That was endless banter. Such good banter. During the modern saga that is Charlie XCX's Girls, we got a call from a longtime fan, Max Clem, out there. And he gave us the recommendation of a song, Goodbye Stranger, by Supertramp. So we're going to go ahead with that song now. And we'll bump that, and we'll check back with y'all in a little bit. All right.
See you soon.
See you soon now. Bye-bye.
.org.
.org.
It was an early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. Enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, to have things my own way, to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as a ship out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
So everyone, the sound you just heard
was Aiden's computer running out of battery.
Which is an exciting
left
sound.
Left my charger at an office, and we're going to go get it out of the show.
No concept where that thing went.
Actually, I know exactly where it was.
Well, I don't know.
And that's all that matters, I guess.
So, and one thing I've been thinking about...
That was awkward. That was Goodbye Stranger by Supertramp. Thanks,
and it
Max.
Went goodbye.
It went goodbye. So sad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So, it was really good, though. I enjoyed that. I was just starting to feel it, too. That was
and
unfortunate.
The fix started coming right on.
Yeah,
and
I was
then,
and I was like, aw.
It was sad. We didn't prepare you. We should have warned you next time. We will let you know the percentage of battery.
Well, my computer said that I had like an hour and 32 minutes left. I was on green mode. I was on power saver.
Green mode.
Green mode.
Okay, so here's what we have over here. We got 61% per charge on mine.
Oh, wow.
So we should
That's
be
That's a reliable
good.
Amount of charge.
I trust it.
That sort of charge will never lie to you.
That's more than none.
More than none.
So, okay, anyway, something I've been thinking about is what is a critter?
Oh.
This is a word I,
has
my
universal
friends,
meaning.
The brightest of people I know.
Yeah, you've gotten the brightest minds
together. Around like the word...
Dip.
D-I-P.
Yep. Critter. Much more complex concept.
Many more letters.
So much use, though.
So I
Does
would...
Does it add up?
I postulate
mm.
that the word critter has very specific meanings.
Indeed.
I think it, in general, would describe an animal that scuttles.
Oh.
But...
Scuttling, that's good. We need to unpack that.
Should we talk about scuttling? What do you... I think scuttling is something a crab does.
Oh.
It makes like a noise. Like... Yeah, like, and it
so
moves
only
its
crabs,
lateral movement
can
rather
only be,
than forward.
Can only crabs be critters?
Crabs cannot... are not the only things that are critters.
Wait, so what else scuttles?
So, okay. Think about an animal with... that ordinarily would have, let's say, four legs.
Okay.
And now has three.
So,
a crabs dog or a
and
cat.
Crabs and wounded animals can be critters.
So, a dog or a cat with three legs.
So, you're telling me when a dog loses a leg, it switches from animal to critter.
Yes.
So, is critter meant to be demeaning?
Well, no. Well, I think it's associated with trash, but that's not what I'm saying about the dogs or the cats. But I am saying, so a dog or cat with three legs is a critter.
Yeah.
But a dog or cat with four legs that is acting weird is also a critter.
Oh.
But a squirrel is, I think, a critter. But a raccoon is more crittery.
Yes, raccoons and squirrels seem crittery to moi.
They are critterly. Critter-like.
Critter-esque.
Do you have other examples of what might be a millipede is a critter.
A millipede is a critter?
A centipede is also a critter.
Yeah, because there's really
If you bite it and it goes crunch, it's a critter too.
Dogs with three legs do not go crunch
no,
when you
bite them.
No, but
they have three legs. It's a different part of the critter.
No, Ben. Ben. No.
I think.
No.
I think science is on my side. Okay, what is more or less a critter?
Yeah.
A car with four wheels or a car with three wheels?
Car with three wheels is less like a car, more like a critter.
Okay. And a car with four wheels but acts weird. For example, Herbie Fully Loaded. Is more of a critter.
Oh, do not tell me that Herbie is a critter.
Herbie is a critter, but Lightning McQueen is not. Because Lightning McQueen does not act weird, but Herbie Fully Loaded does.
Lightning McQueen talks. Lightning McQueen
has
huge eyes.
So, but they're on the windshield.
Lightning McQueen has a mouth.
Herbie Fully Loaded is much scarier.
Lightning McQueen's an anthropomorphic car.
Do you know what Herbie Fully Loaded is?
Yeah,
Lindsay
I know.
Lohan, if Lindsay yeah, Lohan I, drives
yeah,
it,
yeah.
it's a critter.
Bottom line, if Lindsay Lohan drives it, like the plot of Freaky Friday, Freaky Friday is a critter.
Mean Girls, not a critter.
No.
Even though Lindsay Lohan...
Supported by others.
There's other supportive characters. However,
Lindsay Lohan.
Freaky Friday, for
Lindsay
sure.
Lindsay Lohan spearheads that movie. Jamie Lee Curtis, well done.
Parent Trap, critter, but even the most the most critterly.
Yeah.
Because Lindsay Lohan is both protagonists.
Yes, really. Double critter on that one.
That one, avoid at all costs.
No, I mean, are critters to be avoided? I love that movie.
Would you stick your hand into a bucket of millipedes? Or a bucket of three-legged dogs?
That's so sad. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Answer the question.
No. Oh, no. Oh.
I haven't heard you say no yet.
Oh, really?
Would you do it?
No.
No, that's probably right. Don't.
Don't do that.
I would not ever expect anyone to do that.
Don't. Let alone, I'm trying to visualize like how I'd fit a bunch of three-legged dogs in a bucket. That's get one big bucket ones. Or a bunch of little small dogs.
And then you get a bunch of different ones, and then you can shake it and...
No! No, 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 no.
It's like Lego, where like the big ones go to the top,
no.
And the smaller dogs go to the bottom.
Mm-mm.
And then it sorts the dogs for you. So our next song... I'll play it, I guess, because you can't. Our next song is Sour Patch Kids by Bryce Vine.
Sour Patch Kids?
Wait, hold on.
What a candy.
It has a swear word, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine?
Safe Harbor Hours. Okay. Actually passed. Ajit Pai can't touch us right now.
Ha!
All
right.
We do love the FCC as an organization.
Thank you so much for all you do. Yep, we're not being coerced into saying that by scary men. Controlling
standing in the window.
Controlling all of...
Operating us with invisible strings.
With our fingers.
Spindly fingers.
So we're going to play the song.
All right. Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Told me, son, you could be anything, long as you spread your wings. I know one day you'll be great. Just wait, soon you'll aim up at the sky, and I'll watch it float away. But now that I am older, I'll admit that I am over all the stress and shit that comes from holding life upon your shoulders. It's a chore. I'm sick of being bored. I'm sick of always stressing over shit I could ignore. I guess it's just my own immaturity burning through me internally. Take imagination and making it a reality. So pause. Yo, fuck it. I'll be right back. Pay a visit to the past. Tell them all to kiss my ass for a second. I don't wanna worry about loving for a while. I just wanna play around, living like a child with old tunes jamming on my Walkman and some Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can. Road rules, Fresh Prince, cartoons, good raps, dope tracks, and I'm not trying to be on it, I'm just trying to be honest. Packed lunch, school crush, bus home and play Sonic. I have been there, I have done that, made my mark up on the town. Been stupid, I've been lucid, been a menace and a clown. Wow, I'm chilling, watching Rocko's Modern Living, wishing I could find a way to bring back music television. No more Jersey Shore and horror, or horribly boring versions of shows from Great Britain. They're written with no vision, yo damn. So fuck it, I'll be right back. Pay my tribute to the past. You can all just kiss my ass for a second. I don't wanna worry about nothing for a while. I just wanna play around, living like a child with old tunes jamming on my Walkman and some Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can. I don't wanna think about anything at all. I just wanna run around doing what I want with a pretty ass girl and a slow jam and some Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can.
nothing for a while. Just wanna play around like a child with old tunes jamming on my Walkman. Sour Patch Kids and a Coke can. Yeah.
Begging to be, honey, body.
we're back.
And this is us again.
And here we are.
We are not the music. Sitting, we are the voices.
Sitting in the seats where the people.
Speaking into the things that the, make the noises
we're the
in
people.
Your ears.
With go the from mouths. The, go from our mouths to the microphones, to the radio waves, up into your brains. We're the people.
We're the people.
We should get an inspirational... I've always been intimidated by slam poetry. But we could do a slam.
We could do slam poetry. We're the people.
Up into the brain waves that go through the radio waves that go up into your brain. We're the people. Up into your brain waves that go into the radio waves. We're the people. See, I just...
That was good.
Thank you.
That wasn't even bad.
That was the opposite of, rather. Good, as somebody said.
Some people do. I don't. I say that wasn't bad. Glass half empty and or all the way empty kind of guy.
And or glass.
We don't have glasses.
We plasticware, please.
The water just sits there in the shape of a glass.
The shape
on
of
the
water?
Table, the shape of water.
Oh, I haven't thought about that movie in a long time.
That movie has a lot of
Never
layers.
Saw it. Good?
It was interesting. I feel like... I don't know. I guess... I mean, what I heard is that it was like a low budget, so I don't know. It's hard to judge.
Yeah, that'll happen.
You don't have to see it. If you want to know what it's about, it's about a fish and a lady.
Yep.
And
as they do.
They make beautiful, sweet, cinematic movies together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Truly.
Content. I don't know. Yeah. You don't need to waste your time on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will be doing slam poetry exclusively. That is how I communicate from now on.
Mm.
So you've been listening
to
Cream
of
Wheat
on
WMFO
91.5
FM
Medford
Freeform
Radio
at Tufts
University.
So yeah, you've been listening a season 3, I guess.
This was our first episode. This was a big deal.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And we're not done.
What? No, no, no.
They're trying to make us stop, but we're not done.
They're trying to make us stop.
They don't understand us.
We'll never be done.
It's not about them.
It's not them.
It's about the people.
All right.
Which is who we are. So we're going to play two more songs for you.
Yeah.
And
I don't think you'll hear us
ever again.
Ever. Unless you turn in next week.
In which case you might.
In which case you'll hear us again.
We are now not going to speak.
All right.
As we have music now.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
dot org. All right. This is Aiden.
This is Ben.
And we're signing out. Tune in for some good tunes in the next 5 minutes. And then go to sleep.
Go to bed. It's late.
It's so late.
I can see you reading under your covers.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Here's the music.
dot org. Sleepy time, good night.
Everything I say only seems to complicate it. Every little fight is just another night wasted. Are we gonna lose? Is it gonna last? Worry about the future, worry about the past. Think we're gonna break before I get a chance to say this. Stressing over that we're falling, like the whole world is banging on the door calling. Are we gonna lose? Is it gonna last? Worry about the future, worry about the past. Filter out the noise, focus on my voice and falling. Staring in your eyes,
as we complicate every breath we take. Why can't you see we'll be alright? Nothing disappears, even the pain we've been through. But all I need is here. Don't wanna